credit? Do you know anyone who needs help improving their credit because they have collections, bankruptcies, repos, judgments, charge-offs? Tell them to visit supremeficoscore.com. They could also email supremeficoscore@gmail.com. It's a credit repair company. They have a free consultation, and they also have a 100% money-back guarantee, so they have nothing to lose. Again, visit supremeficoscore.com. Welcome to another episode. You were mentioning something about Vegas?
No. No?
No.
No, yeah, I was just saying how my girl was... She was going to Vegas, or she went to Vegas,
you know, this weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday with her sister, and, you know, she invited me, but they drove over there, you know, like around, I want to say maybe
2 p.m.?
Yeah, 2 p.m.
Oh, they caught major traffic.
I don't think so.
No?
Not, as far as I know. No.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What did you think, Friday?
Yeah, Friday, you're fucked.
No, yeah, Saturday. So... Yeah, they went, whatever. Well, obviously, you know, what, it takes like 4 hours, about 4.5.
Yeah, minutes. I would say 4.5. I mean, fast, if you're driving, if you're speeding, you'll get there in, in you know, 4 hours.
But yeah, like, she told me to, like, go, but then I would have been able to go. You know, there was a flight, like, around 9 p.m. to get there at 10-something.
Yeah, it's like an hour.
Yeah, and then, well, obviously, like, shit, you know, like, last call here is, like, 2 a.m., but over there is, like, what, 4 or 5?
I don't even remember.
But, like, point is, it's late as fuck, and, like, people start to go out pretty late,
I think you could be drinking all day, 24-7, fool.
Well, I'm...
in Vegas.
What I'm saying, like, the clubs and stuff, like, they close.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they close, like, at 4 or 5, whatever. Yeah. But, damn, like, I was, like, I was pretty down to go, you know, super last minute. But, well, like, the hotel was, like, a couple of them were sold out.
Yeah. You're going to try to get a hotel Saturday.
Yeah. But, like, the cheapest one was fucking, like, $300.
Oh, yeah. But at the same hotel she's staying at, you
mean? No, that one was sold out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, $300, and like part of me was like, fuck, like, fuck it, like, I'll just do it, you know? Like, it's spontaneous, like, it'll be fun, but then I saw the flight. The flight was like 170, I think.
Damn.
So, and like part of me was still like, oh, fuck it, like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
But then like, they were charging, they weren't letting, on that flight, they didn't allow you to... take like
carry-on bag,
a carry-on bag, you know, that's the one that goes on top, right?
Yeah,
like above you. Yeah, they didn't allow you.
So did they allow just the one that you like throw in the
yeah,
plane?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but that shit was $60.
Fuck.
So like it ended up being like 200, like around 250 with taxes and everything.
Damn. Just so, for the flight.
Yeah, and I was like, plus fuck.
Well, plus what do you mean if your girl's in Vegas, why don't you stay with her? Oh, because her girlfriend.
Well, no, she was gonna stay with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the room that I got.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, fuck that. Like, that's a lot of fucking money. Like, just for one night? Like, I'd rather go another day. Yeah, I was like, fuck that.
Talking about Vegas, because my girl's going for, it's for her work. It's like a, what is it? I think they're, what are they called? Trade shows? Where you're like, it's like a convention center. And let's say you own a business of whatever. You fucking ship out shit. Right? And you have a booth, right? And then... business people go to different booths to try to see like the best deals.
Yeah,
that's what they're doing. She's leaving Thursday and coming back on like Tuesday night.
Damn.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, well, basically Tuesday, I don't think she's like, it's actually work, right? But yeah, she was telling me about that. And
you might go or what?
Yeah, so she was telling me like, oh, like you should, first she said like, oh, you could get like a free ticket to the show. I'm like, what show? Like, oh, to the trade show. I'm like, I don't want to go to the trade show. But I was thinking like, oh, I don't know, maybe I could go to Vegas like on Saturday, you know, Saturday and come back Monday. And because, you know, they give them rooms, right? So she's
they're providing the room for her.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it's her and like one of her coworkers that are in the room. And I was all like, oh, let me look at rooms. I was looking at the prices. Like, like fucking, it's like a Motel 6, similar to Motel 6. It was like 230 for two nights, right?
Damn.
Yeah, and that's like a fucking, not even in a casino. Uh-huh. I checked like Circus, it was like 340 for two nights.
Well, it's always more expensive on the weekend, right?
Yeah, on Saturday. If you get a Sunday, you save like $70, Sunday to Tuesday. But then she told me that she told her roommate, oh yeah, I could just go over and sleep with my boyfriend. And the roommates are like, oh no, I'm scared to sleep alone, so I'll go sleep with one of the other coworkers. So I'm like, dude, a room's gonna be there by itself. So
wait, say that again?
My girl was all like, I'll go sleep with my boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. And you could have the room to yourself, telling her coworker, uh-huh. right? So you're thinking, oh, the coworker's gonna be like, cool, it's, you know, uh-huh. a whole room by myself. But the coworker was like, nah, I'm scared to sleep alone. So she doesn't want to sleep alone, so she's gonna go to another room with her other coworkers, because there's other coworkers that are going, right? Uh-huh. So she's literally gonna leave the room by itself.
So why don't you just sleep in that room?
That's what I told my girl. I'm like, well, why don't we just fucking stay there, right?
Yeah.
If she's gonna be doing that, what's the point?
Yeah.
And she asked her friend, and she's saying that she's down. She's down to just sleep with another coworker.
Or maybe just have the friend sleep there with you guys.
I'm like,
will your girl be okay with that? I mean, I'm sure you will be okay with that.
so I'm thinking, dude, free room, and it's in a casino. You know?
Nice.
So it's you can't beat it. SLS, I never heard of it.
I
looked it up. I'm like, I never heard of it before. But shit, free room then, because I was debating. I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna spend what, $230 on the room. Uh-huh. $230, and then, you know, driving, you're gonna spend a tank going each way, let's say. Let's say that's like $110.
Is she driving there?
Yeah, but they're leaving like Thursday.
Okay.
So I would go on Saturday.
No, yeah. But everyone's driving like their own cars or whatever.
No, I think they're renting like a van.
Oh, because
it's from work.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking, like, damn, free room? You can't beat that, you know?
You
and I was looking at the flights as well. The flights, one of them, going is like $43.
$43?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, because I'm looking at the dates already.
No,
and it's by the end of July.
Uh-huh. See, that's why my shit was like expensive.
Yeah, last minute.
Like the day of,
The day of, you're fine.
Yeah. Damn, that's cheap as fuck. Yeah,
43, and then coming back is like 78.
Uh-huh. Damn.
So total is like, I think it was like 130 or something, with taxes and everything included.
Nice.
So I'm thinking, dude, I'd rather fly, because driving, I'm gonna spend already like 110.
You think so?
Well, like, gas, to fill up my tank is $55.
Okay,
so to go, let's say 55.
Like twice to fill up?
Yeah, like that's 110.
Oh, yeah. Wait. You would fill up like just once going and then once back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's still 110.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the time it takes, four hours or four and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that's 8 hours that you're wasting.
Yeah, and then plus sometimes like, the hotels fucking charge you like a fuck ton for the like to park your car there.
Well, no, right there it's free.
Oh, it's free.
Yeah, it says that it's free. Well, anyways, let's get back to the fights, right? We're talking about Vegas, but that's that's next weekend. So we see Hardy right here. He could be the greatest of all time.
It's fucking dumb as fuck.
I haven't seen this.
No, I read it in the morning.
MC,
well, like, just the headline.
Greg Hardy expects to be the greatest heavyweight. What's wrong with this fool?
I don't know, man. I mean, he just has knockout power. Like, what
that's
the
all
fuck?
That's all it is.
Fuck no. He'd get destroyed by any. Well, no, I shouldn't say any top 10, but like by the. Like,
yeah, because like,
top five.
Yeah, top five. Because at heavyweight, you know, he could just get lucky and catch someone.
Like a Francis. We're not saying Francis has gotten lucky, but.
Yeah. Nah, Francis is better still, technically. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy is something. Hey, I'm kind of happy he's not the headliner nor the cool main event, Greg Hardy.
Oh yeah,
this upcoming weekend.
He's fighting some guy Adams that I heard he's a pretty good wrestler, so that could help him.
That sucks for the other guy, the guy that Greg Hardy fought last and his UFC debut. You know, like the other guy.
Oh, the real buff guy? I don't know. Yeah, he was real buff and he beat him in the first round or something.
No. He illegally.
Yeah.
Oh,
that was his first fight.
That was his first fight in the UFC, yeah. He, like, that's bullshit. Like, Greg Hardy was losing that fight. But then, like, you know, obviously they had to stop the fight because Greg Hardy.
So did they give him a loss or no contest?
I have no idea. Okay. I think it was a loss because the other guy was, like, crowned the victor.
Okay.
But it's bullshit because, like, this fucker, like, did something illegal and, like, you know, like, he's still in the UFC. Whereas, like, the other guy, like, he beat Greg Hardy, but yeah, like, I'm pretty sure he's not even in the UFC
anymore. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to keep Greg Hardy because, you know, people want to see him fight.
We're fucking get fucked up.
Yeah, which he's fighting, you know, this Saturday. But we're going to recap the fight night, the Jermaine Durandamy card. I didn't get to see it, but I just saw Julia Peña won. She hasn't fought in a long time. She beat Nico Montano.
Andre, KO?
No, decision. Oh, no, Andre Feely won by KO. So there's a bunch of Team Alpha Male guys that won because they were fighting in Sacramento.
Yeah.
So Feely won. And then the main card, we'll go to the top three. Josh Emmett and Mirsak Bektik. He dropped him with a jab.
Yeah. That was crazy.
He dropped him with a jab and then just started ground and pounding on him. Finished some first round, the end of the first round. Then we saw Raya Faber. I didn't have a Raya Faber win. Thought it would be cool if he would win. He fought Ricky Simon. It was the first 46 seconds. So you don't really get to see, you know, how good Raya Faber is. Remember we were saying he's the same?
Yeah.
I mean, he is the same. Yeah. Like, he just caught him. There's nothing too crazy. Like, it was, a great finish, right? We got excited when he stopped them.
But it's, we didn't see any, like, skills.
Yeah.
Any
new skills that, like, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. He's 40 now. Or 40 or 41?
I think 40.
So he's 40. You know, he said he called out Cejudo.
That's fucking dumb.
But because Cejudo called him out before.
Oh, that's along Dominic Cruz and who else?
Cody Garbrandt, I think. Yes.
Fucking, that was weird.
So I get it why your writers are like, fuck it, you know, you called me out, so I'll call you out. Obviously, he's not going to get the title shot.
Shit, I really hope not.
Yeah, definitely not. Give it to Sterling or that Russian guy. Peter Yan.
Peter Yan, yeah.
Yeah, one of them. But a Raya Faber sucks for Ricky Simon, right?
Yeah.
Like, this fool comes and stops you. But a Raya Faber, I don't think they're going to give him any other, like, young guys. They're probably going to give him, like, someone that has a name. Yeah. He could fight Dominic Cruz again.
Oh, I like to see that.
Because they're 1-1, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Cruz is, hopefully, he's coming back soon.
So, hopefully he doesn't like hurt himself again.
So they could fight that. I mean, that's another big name fight, right?
Uh-huh.
Someone that's known. He was talking about TJ Dillashaw, but he's out still for like
For 2 years. Well, I don't know, like,
how it's many already. Let's say it's only a year left. Uh-huh. This was not going to wait a year.
Yeah,
he didn't. I mean, it was 46 seconds, but he did say that something was wrong with his shoulder, Faber.
With his shoulder?
Yeah, with his shoulder, like 2 weeks out.
Damn.
So he's probably going to fix that. So he'll probably be back like in 5 months or something.
I'd like to see that though. Dillashaw versus Faber. Like just to like.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to see that. But by the time that fool comes back, it's going to be a long time.
Dillashaw.
Yeah, Dillashaw. That's why he's probably most likely going to fight Dominic Cruz. Which makes sense. So that was at what? Bantamweight.
Oh, shit. So you're in the rankings right now?
Yeah, in the rankings.
But, like, Henry Cejudo came out twice. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's true. This
flyweight
fucking
and bantamweight. Yeah, that's dope. See, who else? Marlon called out Faber, but no, that's a bad fight for Faber.
Oh, yeah.
He'll just chop him up,
fuck,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyone else he could fight? Let's see. So Dominic Cruz ranks number 6. I mean, that's the only fight that makes sense. Anyone else? There's, I mean, another big name. Arai is what, ranked number 14 now?
Maybe,
unless he fights maybe Jock Dodson, you know? Someone with a bigger name than Ricky Simon.
Or maybe Cody Garbrandt.
teammates. Right? Dodson, but I would say Dominic Cruz if he's healthy. If he's not healthy, I don't know who else are they going to give him.
Dude, I completely forgot about Dominic Cruz. Well, like, I follow him, like, on Instagram. And I obviously, he, you know, he commentates on some of the fights. And I know he's there, but I just completely forgot that this fucker, like, when I think about him, I don't really think of him as a fighter anymore.
Yeah, I know. You don't. So good for Faber. Hopefully they do make that fight happen. Then the main event, Jermaine Durandamy versus Aspen Ladd. Did you see the weigh-in for Aspen Ladd?
Yeah, she was like, what? Like trembling.
That's the shaking. That's the worst weigh-in that I've ever seen. Where a fighter's like dying up there.
Yeah, it was crazy. That shit was scary. Like, fuck.
She was shaking and she was making expressions, right? Like she was really in pain. Usually, guys, maybe they're like shaking, but they keep a poker face, a straight face. She was shaking. She was like grinning, like she was in pain. What is this? 140? This 145. Like, how could she not make that weight?
Oh, shit, that's true. Damn, how much must she weigh?
This is bantamweight. I'm tripping. Bantamweight, 135. But, you know, on fight night, you know, when they're announcing them, you see that she does have some body fat compared to Jermaine. Jermaine's shredded.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she has, like, no body fat. Aspen, it seems like she does have some body fat on her, so it seems maybe she just didn't do the weight cut correctly. But she's missed weight like 2 times before.
Oh, well, then that makes sense. She's probably not strict about it.
Kind of like Kevin Gastelum.
Uh-huh.
You know? Kevin Gastelum's missed weight before. It's probably the same thing with Aspen.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense then with what you just said. Yeah. That she missed weight twice.
So either maybe she just, her body just can't make that weight cut, so she has to move up to 145. Or get
more strict.
Yeah, be more strict. You know, probably... Right, she just got knocked out. Don't take no time off of going out and fucking, you know, getting off your diet. Stay on your diet and get a nutritionist. Get, what's that dude's name? What's his name? OJ.
Dolce.
Oh, yeah, Dolce. I'm like, OJ? Yeah, get Dolce or something. Or, dude, they have the UFC PI. She should just move to Vegas for 2 weeks and you know?
Uh-huh.
Dude, they have everything there.
Hey, I've always thought about that. Like, you think it's free for them?
It's free. Like, everything's free.
They could just go, like, whenever they want?
Whenever they want. Well, they have to call in because, let's say, someone's, like, using the cage at that time. Yeah. But if they just want to use it, like, for their nutrition, and, they could just call in.
That's crazy.
Everything's free. So, she should go there for 2 weeks, right?
Uh-huh.
Go there and get everything, you know, scheduled. They could give her the diet plan. Dude, they have everything there.
That's crazy, but at the same time, I'm like, they're UFC employees, so I don't. It doesn't like the UFC obviously has a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it seems crazy to me that, you know, that all those things are free, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't like, but it kind of makes sense though, because they like.
Yeah, they want to make their product better.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, they want to make sure they're the best.
Well, I think that fight was stopped too early.
From that angle, that fool, what's his name? Herb Dean, he couldn't see the other shot.
Uh-huh.
The other shot, you think it landed when she fell and she threw it, but she hit her like on her tits or on her chest. She hit her there, so, you know, this fool couldn't see it. He thought that was another shot that landed. So after looking at it that way, then you kind of like, all right, then you can't really blame the ref there. But if, you know, from our angle, yeah, I was all like, oh, we'll stop too early.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't know. She probably still would have stopped her anyways.
Yeah.
Round and pound from that.
Probably.
Kind of like Ricky Simon, you know. It seemed a little bit early, but not really. You're kind of like.
I don't think it was, just because, I don't know if it was just me, but I felt that, like, when the ref stepped in, he kind of tried to... He was, like, grabbing the ref.
Yeah.
Not trying to grapple. Maybe still trying to grapple, you know? So he was, like, kind of out of it.
Hey, Jermaine, think about it. She hasn't lost... She's beat Holly Holm, vacated her title, came back. So she's, like, on a 3-fight winning streak. Jermaine. Look, 2017 is when she fought Holly Holm. So 2016, oh, she won in 2016 too. I know she lost to, damn, is she, let me see. So her last loss was to Amanda Nunes.
Damn, when was that? 2013?
She got knocked out by Amanda Nunes.
Fuck, damn.
Amanda Nunes knocking her out?
Fuck, damn. What round?
First round, 356. So damn. Then in 2015, so then she won by KO her next fight in 2015. So she's only been having like one fight a year. 2016, won one fight first round. 2017, beat Holly Holm by decision. 2018, beat Raquel Pennington by decision. And now knocked out Aspen Ladd. So she's on a winning streak, man.
So, one fight a year. Damn.
Yeah, one fight a year, basically. That's kind of whack, huh? And yeah, because she says that she doesn't, that this is just like her hobby or something, that she has a job. That?
What?
Yeah. That's why probably that's she's fighting once a year. You know, they probably offer her more fights, but she's like, nah, I'm good.
That's crazy. Imagine, like, to have, like, a good, like, super good job.
Look at Stipe.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Stipe is a fucking firefighter.
But that's part-time, I think.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure that's part-time.
Oh, okay. I think you could do that, huh?
Yeah. I'm sure they make exceptions. You know, like, not just for anybody. Like, hey, can I be part-time? Like, nah, the fuck? Like, get out of here, you know? But, like, since it's Stipe, like...
But I think because Stipe, like... I think he does do like 40 hours or something, mm-hmm. but he's there. You're there all day. You sleep there. Mm-hmm. That's where your hours are counted.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, so he's not part time, but because you sleep at the station. Mm-hmm. So you're on the clock 24 hours. So you're working 24 hours, basically.
Mm-hmm. Possibly. But yeah, I mean, shit, I wonder what she does.
I think that's why she doesn't even care about the title because she didn't even call out
anybody.
She didn't call out Amanda Nunes. Uh-huh. Imagine you're on a winning streak and you just knocked out this undefeated fighter, or she was undefeated, and you don't call out
the champ.
Like everyone else would be calling
that'd be for a the good champ. Fight too.
But it's like she doesn't want to fight her. Right? Why wouldn't you call her out?
Damn, maybe this is just a hobby.
She's just like, I don't want to fight.
She's on call, basically. Hey, yeah. You want to fight? Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Like, nah, not today.
But that's very weird that she's not calling out the champ. Then the next card, let me see. Oh, the RDA card. So you got RDA card. Let's talk about, let me see on the prelims if there's any fights that are pretty good. Nope, don't see anything good on there. Main card. Okay, so you got the greatest of all time, ooh. Greg Hardy.
Oh, wait, you the fucking James Vick and Dan Hooker.
Fighting. Yeah, but we talked a little bit about Greg Hardy, right? Uh-huh.
Greatest of all time.
He wants to be known as
greatest. He's on the way, bro.
He's greatest of all time. He's fighting Juan Adams, which he's a pretty good wrestler. Hopefully,
it's a good unibrow? Fight.
Because the fight Greg Hardy, his last fight before, the guy was a can. The guy wasn't that good. He was real buff, but
Yeah, he was beating him.
What?
The can was beating Greg Hardy.
No, that you're talking about the fight where he got disqualified. Oh, he had a fight after that.
Where
he
really?
Won in the first round.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, he won in the first round. So that was his first UFC win. So he's fighting this guy Juan Adams. Hopefully, this guy puts up a fight, not like the other guy. Then you had James Vick and Dan Hooker.
That's a good ass fight.
That's a good fight.
Damn, I didn't even know they were fighting.
That's a great fight.
Until last night that I looked at this. Damn, fuck. Dan Hooker's last fight was against Edson, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucking
And James crazy Vick was
Gaethje.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Gaethje. That's a great fight, lightweight. Then you have Alexander Hernandez. His last fight was against Cerrone. Remember, Cerrone stopped him. Uh-huh. Francisco Trinaldo, good fight. Hey, this card's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you got Arlovski and Ben Rothwell. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got 5 pretty good fights. The co-main events, Alexei Oleknik. He last lost to Overeem. Who's Walt Harris? Psh. Walt Harris. I know I've seen a fight. Is that the last fight where he lost? He lost to what's his name? The guy that got knocked out by by Francis, the wrestler, Curtis Blades.
Oh,
is that the last fight? Oh, no, that's not Big Titties. Remember he was calling him Big Titties?
Who was that?
That was someone else. It wasn't Walt Harris.
What's his name? That guy trains at AKA, the Big Titty guy. Damn, what's his name?
Yeah, so it wasn't it. I mean, that's not him.
Damn, she's going to bug me now.
Co-main event's cool. And then you got the main event. Main event's RDA versus Leon Edwards.
What was his name?
Curtis Blades.
Curtis Blades, all right.
You'll see who he beat. Big Titty. RDA, Leon Edwards. That's a good fight. Leon Edwards is a beast, man. And he's a real welterweight. You know, RDA's a smaller welterweight.
Mm-hmm.
RDA has not got any easy fights, man.
Fuck no.
He's been fighting the top guys for a very long time.
Oh, it's Justin Willis.
Yeah.
But yeah, they like threw him with the wolves. I mean, shit, he was like... I mean, I kind of understand, you know, he's obviously...
Former champ, huh?
That's yeah, why. And like, he's a... Yeah, once you're a top 10 in the lightweight division, so
and
obviously...
welterweight.
No, what I'm saying, like, when he made the jump welterweight, he was already, like, in the top 10 in the lightweight division.
His first
fight
was Tariq Saifedean, former Strikeforce welterweight champ, some kickboxer. So it was a tough fight from the beginning. So, yeah, he's been fighting pure top guys. Leon Edwards, damn, I have a feeling Leon Edwards is going to win this fight.
What was his last fight? It was when Masvidal took him.
The guy from Trey Blast Gym.
Yeah, fuck, what's his name? He's not Irish.
No, he's not. Here it is. Gunnar Nelson.
Gunnar Nelson. Fuck.
Beat him by decision. Damn, that's going to be a tough fight. He's 17-3. I'm going to probably take Leon Edwards on this one.
I think so. I like Rafael to win, though, because he's on a, two, three-fight losing streak, I think.
Didn't he win his last fight?
No, never mind. He won against Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee came out strong, but he gassed out.
But before that,
look, he fought Usman, who's the fucking champ. Fought Colby, which is an interim champ. Okay, before that, he beat Robbie Lawler, former champ.
Oh, so he's on, and then he beat
Neil Magny.
Oh, so he's only had like two losses. Well, like recently.
Then he lost to Tony Ferguson at lightweight. Before that, right? Before that, he got knocked out by Eddie Alvarez to lose his title. So he lost to Eddie Alvarez, lost to Tony Ferguson, and moved up, won three fights, right?
Mm-hmm. Before he lost.
Yeah, before he lost to Kobe. Champ.
Yeah. So even his losses aren't like his losses against Canned and shit.
Against the best.
Yeah.
Interim champion and the champ. Then he beat Kevin Lee. So Leon Edwards, probably have him to win, but it would be cool if we see RDA come back up. Then you have Pac-Man. Pac-Man's fighting Keith Thurman.
Oh, yeah, bro. I can't wait.
Pac-Man versus Pacquiao versus Thurman. I think it's this Saturday. Keith Thurman, his last fight, he fought... Lopez, was it Josecito Lopez? So anyways, he ended up fighting Lopez. It was a pretty good fight. He was winning in the he dropped Lopez, then Lopez ended up rocking him. So it was a good fight. It was after a long layoff. I think he had like a 2-year layoff. But he ended up winning, right? So he retained his title. So now he's fighting Pac-Man. Pac-Man's the smaller guy. You know, he's a small welterweight, which is 147 there.
Damn, 147?
Yeah, 147 is welterweight there.
Fuck, that would be maybe featherweight. Mm-hmm. Well, like 2 pounds, 3 pounds.
Featherweight.
Wait, 2 pounds, yeah, my bad.
Pac-Man, I think Pac-Man's 41 now. 41 years old, man.
Is this fighting for another title?
Or he's not even saying about retirement. He's not talking about retirement. He just keeps going.
Is he still in there? Like, is he still, like, looking good?
Well, yeah. No, yeah, he is. Like, his last fight, I mean, he fought Broner. Broner's, like, whatever, oh, right? Yeah. Broner talks a lot, but he's not that good. Like, he doesn't throw as many punches. Uh-huh. So, you know, Pac-Man just beat him. But now he's fighting for another title, though. He's fighting Keith Thurman. And Keith Thurman, on his last fight, he looked okay, you know, because of the long layoff. But he needs to look a lot better than that if he's going to beat Pac-Man. If he looks the same, Pac-Man's just going to, you know, he's going to end up beating him by decision. But I got Pac-Man on that one. That one's a pay-per-view. I don't know how much pay-per-view is for boxing now. Probably like $50, $60.
You know what, like, I noticed a lot of, like, you know, for these boxing fights, or I feel like it all started with the UFC. When the UFC started only being available on ESPN, like the app, like for pay-per-view, mm-hmm. I feel like everybody else jumped in. I mean, on the same, like, thing. I might be wrong, but, like, for the, what's it called?
Zone?
No. Shoot, what's it called? What's that boxer? Tyson Fury.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was on the, well, it wasn't a pay-per-view, though, but he was on the, what app was it? It wasn't the ESPN.
The Zone, no?
Or was it the, no, I don't think.
Tyson Fury has
It might have been ESPN. It might have been ESPN, yeah. Though.
What about it?
No, well, like, that's where they were showing it. Like, I'm saying, like, everything's on, like, these apps now, whereas, you know, before, it was like, oh, like DirecTV or Dish, whatever, like, cable company you had, like, you ordered it through there, you know? But now everything's just through the app, the Zone, ESPN, fucking Fox.
Well, the reason is, well, you know who started it first? It was WWE.
Oh, but I think, like, out of, well, as far as I, like, from what I've heard, I guess they're, like, the best ones out there just because they, when you pay for the subscription, you get all the pay-per-views. Yeah. So, but they probably have enough money to, like, be able to do that. But I'm pretty sure the UFC does too, but they're, like, fucking stingy and shit.
Yeah. Hopefully later, right? It'll be cool later. They just lower the subscription to, like, or they raise it. Let's say the subscription is like $40 a month, but you get everything. That'd be cool.
I wonder how it would work though with the fighters, like when it comes to like pay per view and shit.
Oh, they ain't gonna get shit because it's based on the numbers. Yeah. So, hey, how many pay per views did we sell? This how much you get paid? Yeah, that they're getting paid a lot less now based on the pay per view numbers. That sucks. It Coker Eyes Fedor versus Rampage in Japan.
Fedor versus, why in Japan? Hey, they've been like doing a lot of
Bellator Rising Super Show in Japan. Oh shit!
Bellator, well, Scott Coker has been like,
because they're probably gonna in December the New Year's Eve event. You know how Japan?
Oh yeah.
They always do a New Year's Eve event.
Like,
while it's far from a done deal, Coker is in talks with Rising Chief about a potential crossover. Damn, that'll be dope.
They've been like talking back and forth. I know that. Like, I guess they're like, well, I don't know if business partners or what, but Kevin Ross, he was supposed to fight in Ryzen in a kickboxing fight, but he hurt his hand. And you know how Kevin Ross, he fought for Bellator kickboxing, but I guess that's not doing as good as they thought it would. So they probably, like, you know, like, negotiated or something, like, oh, fuck it, like, have him fight over here with us in Japan.
Yeah, he's talking about it'd be good to see Fedor fight either against Rampage or Josh Barnett or whoever. Obviously, they want to put people that the Japanese fans are used to, you know? Rampage, yeah. Fedor, Josh Barnett.
And they've been there before.
Has Fedor fought Josh? Josh Barnett?
I don't think so.
I don't think they've ever fought. No, I don't think they've ever fought, dude. That'd be good. I would rather see him against Rampage.
Oh, they said they want to fight. They want to get Josh Barnett too.
Well, he was just saying like, oh, Rampage, Josh. He was just throwing names out there. Okay. Rampage would be dope. I know Rampage would definitely be down to do that. Is this from Anderson Silva? Oh, Corey Anderson. Never mind. Says Corey Anderson wants all the smoke from John Jones, including the crack smoke. Damn.
Including the crack smoke. That's funny.
I thought it was going to be Anderson Silva. That's why I clicked on it.
Oh, it just said
clickbait, bro.
It just said Anderson? Yeah. Fuck.
That's why they Anderson put Anderson. Was.
Motherfuckers.
They always do that. They'll put something, you're like, what?
What website is that?
MMA Mania.
Motherfuckers.
They always do shit like that.
Yeah, it's not going to be Anderson Silva because...
Like, instead of them putting Corey Anderson.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Anderson's his last name, so it makes sense.
No, yeah. Anderson.
Let me see. Any other breaking news?
Well, they announced a 16-man Bellator featherweight tournament. And they didn't include
Pico. Dude, is that their whole fucking roster?
No, because Pico's not in it.
No?
No, but it makes sense because, like, come on, he's coming off of two losses. I think it's smart to, like, build him up. If I think, like, they're being smart about it.
Building up, like, guys that are not known? You should definitely put Aaron Pico
on. No, like, come on. Like, I think, like, they're being smart about it because he's had, like, what, two knockout losses in a row?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, like, do we want to keep building this guy up? Yes. So let's, like, let him, like, I mean, maybe it was Pico himself or maybe it was Bellator, you know, like, all right, like, take your rest. You know, we would love for you to be in this, like, tournament, but we much rather build you up, you know, mm-hmm. when all this is over, you know, you'll get your guys in and then by the time, you know, you'll be fighting for the title. I don't know. Right. I think because these fuckers are, I mean, he's a killer too.
Yeah, but their 145 roster is not that good. That's what I mean. Like the beginning, they could line him up with the weakest guy. You know? I mean,
it looks pretty good to me.
Let's look
at it. It's obviously Pitbull. There's AJ McKee.
Yeah, but I would think maybe like five of them are like, oh, top guys. The other ones are not going to be, you know. What? Before we move on, I just saw Johnny Walker not scared to fight Francis Ngannou.
Hey, they are.
Johnny Walker.
They're probably about the same.
We have the same punching power. No. You don't have the same punching power. I think he's. Besides, you know, Rumble Johnson, he's probably hits the hardest at 205.
As of now,
Johnny Walker. He said, I like to impress the fans by beating Francis. He's a machine. He impressed so many people with his punching power the way he finishes the fights. People is scared to fight him.
People is scared
to fight him. Yeah, that's what he said. I'm not scared to fight him. We have the same punching power. I did the test at the UFC Performance Institute. I was coming off of surgery and almost did the same number he did. So I have the same power even more. I can definitely beat him. Let me see what he put.
Wonder how Johnny this shit is.
Bone Jones. You guys want me to fight someone who is unknown to the general public and hasn't even fought a top 10 opponent yet? Think about it. Besides, if I beat him in December, what would everyone have to look forward to?
To Johnny Walker?
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, Johnny Walker shouldn't fight him. And he's coming off the surgery.
Yeah.
You know?
I think before he fights Jones, he should at least get, I'd say, three fights. What do you say?
The UFC, that would be good, but the UFC's not going to wait.
Probably. They'll probably wait, like, maybe two at most.
The most, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to just throw him in there. Because they need fighters for him. He's gonna fight. Well, look, Corey Anderson's asking for it, so they might.
For who?
Corey Anderson's fighting for asking for Jones.
Oh, okay.
So Dominic Reyes is there. They'll probably give Dominic Reyes first.
Yeah.
What's his name? Corey Anderson wins a fight, then they'll give him Corey Anderson. Then they'll probably give Johnny Walker the fight. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that'd be good, man. Give Johnny Walker two fights at least. Let him build up. Let him fight top 10 guys. Because who has he? He hasn't fought a top 10 guy yet.
Was Khalil Roundtree top 10?
At the time, no. He wasn't top 10 at the time. Okay, look, heavyweight. Where is he at?
Light heavyweight.
Oh, yeah, it's light heavyweight. I'm tripping. Roundtree. Where is even Roundtree at?
Oh, I guess he's not.
No, he's not even on here. Yeah, he wasn't. He beat Misha Sirkonov, right? So Johnny Walker's ranked number 12. Yeah, man, he has to fight top 10 guys. Have him fight Glover, man. Where's Shogun? Oh, Shogun's still there. Yeah, have him fight Glover. He'll crack into the top 10.
Where's Shogun?
Shogun's ranked number 13.
Oh.
Yeah, Glover, that would be a good fight. Have him build up. But let's go back to that tournament you said. 16-man tournament, right? 16-man enter. One man leaves with $1 million. Damn, that's dope.
Hey, that reminds me. Eddie Alvarez is back in the one championship tournament because the guy that beat him, the guy that beat him got injured. Yeah.
That makes sense. You know, I was like, yeah, they got injured, so go back in there. That'd be cool. Okay, 16-man tournament. Let's see who it is.
Daniel Strauss.
So Pitbull or Chuleta, they're fighting for the title. Right? It's a title fight. McKee, Corrales is good. Caldwell is good. I mean, I don't know who else these other guys are. Weichio.
Rogers.
Sanchez is good. He fought Pitbull Emmanuel before. Sanchez. Claxton is good. Curran is pretty good. I don't know who Borks is. Strauss is pretty good. Campos, I don't remember. Carvalho, I don't even know the middleweight Carvalho. I mean, it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, they just want him to... They probably... You're right, they probably don't want to give him that. But that means they're not going to give him any top guys. Right?
Damn.
Because they're all there.
Yeah.
So they're going to give him like a can. Just, hey,
go in there. Yeah, but I mean, fuck it. I mean...
Yeah.
He needs experience. Because if you think about it, like... He is a killer, like I said earlier, but come on, like, he has, what's his record, like?
He's, like, 4-2 now?
2, yeah, so that's, what, 6 pro fights? That's not a lot. That's, he doesn't have a, yeah, he has the rest in the experience.
No, he has 3 losses. He's, like, 4-3.
Oh, yeah, because of his first fight. He got submitted. Yes.
No, he got submitted.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, like, he hasn't had a lot of fights, so... He most definitely needs the experience, and yeah, maybe Bellator.
Yeah, that's good that Caldwell is moving up to 145.
Yeah, because that cut didn't.
Yeah,
go well.
And he lost his title, so he might as well move up. Damn, this is fucking dope. September 7th. So September 7th, they have 4 fights, and September 28th, they have the other 4 fights.
They have 4, like, damn.
So it's basically the event's just a tournament. That's all it is.
So you'll find out who the champion is that same month. Because...
No.
Yeah, because look. There's 4 fights.
And 4 fights.
September 7th. And then 4 fights.
That means there's going to be 4 fighters.
Oh, wait, yeah. Never mind.
So then they'll do the...
Yeah, I'm tripping.
They'll do the final some other time.
But they didn't do that with the grand... With the welterweight one. The welterweight one, like...
That's what they should do. Like, dude, back to back. So the hype is still there. Because they take a long, like the heavyweight Grand Prix lasted a whole year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's too long.
Just barely. Well, Ryan Bader's going to fight who? Czech Congo?
Czech Congo, yeah. So this is good that they're doing it like this. So Bellator 226, Strauss, Campos, Pat Curran versus Borix, Sanchez versus Claxton. Damn, look. Sanchez 18-4 versus a guy that's 5-0. It's a big jump for Claxton.
Shit.
Who's Pitbull fighting? Juan Archuleta. Juan Archuleta 23-1. Shit. Caldwell versus Henry Corrales. McKee versus Georgie Karakanyan. Let me see. It's scheduled for 5 rounds if necessary. All fights from the second round on will be scheduled for 5.
What?
What?
All fights what?
All fights from the second round on will be scheduled for 5, whether a title or non-title fight.
That's weird.
I don't get it.
So first 2 rounds are 3 minutes?
I don't... The feather between is scheduled for 5 rounds if necessary.
Oh, wait.
If necessary, so the title fight. Okay? Oh, over 3 rounds. No, everything's 3 rounds. All scheduled bouts, with the exception of Pitbull versus Archuleta, will take place over 3 rounds. A featherweight world title fight between Archuleta and Pitbull is scheduled for 5 rounds if necessary. So I guess if it's like a draw after the 3 rounds, then you extend it to 5 rounds.
The what? The championship
one?
That's weird.
Yeah. All fights from the second round on will be scheduled for 5, whether a title or non-title fight. Oh, okay. Not like... First and second, they mean second round, like after all these guys get eliminated, 4 will be left over. The other 4 fights.
Then, oh, that's what they mean by round. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought they meant like the round, like that fight.
Yeah.
Like one. Yeah, I get it.
Damn, that's pretty crazy. That's dope. All right, I think that's it, man. We'll see if Pac-Man could get another title, and we'll see if RDA could keep that winning streak going. Anything else? No?
No.
No. All right, cool. Peace. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week.